This week's parsha is Parshas Emor. We have a few beautiful varlach to share with you. The first one begins right at the beginning. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe Emor al kohanim bnei Aaron v'amart alem lenefesh leitama v'amav. That Hashem tells Moshe to tell the kohanim that they may not become tamei tumas meis. And Rashi there tells us Emor v'amarta is lahazir gedolim al ketanim, that the gedolim have to make sure that the ketanim also follow this rule. So the psukim are dealing with tumas kohanim. That Kohen has to preserve his Tara, his Kedusha. Kohen Baruch Hu says, make sure that the Ketanim also follow the rules. So Rabbi Zalman Sirachkin, he is quoted in the Sefer Yechi Ruvain, asks the following question. Why of all mitzvahs, why dafka this mitzvah, are the Kedolim told to ensure that the Ketanim are not doing the wrong thing? Kol Tar Kula. Why not the mitzvah of Tefillin, mitzvah of Tzitzis, mitzvah of Shabbos? Why dafka here? So he explains as follows. A beautiful idea in Chinuch. That when a little child is told that he shouldn't touch this object on Shabbos, it's muksa, it's a rock, he understands because his friends are also following the same rules. His family is no different than the other families. Everyone, doesn't play rocks on Shabbos. Nobody turns the lights on Shabbos. That's an easier realm of chinuch. But when it comes to the mitzvah of tumas meis as it relates to kohanim, so there's a levaya of someone from the community, and everyone's going to the Levaya, everyone's going to the base Kvaros, and this child wants to go also because everyone else is doing this, but his father tells him, you can't, you're a Kohen, the rules are different, and in this area, this arena, that Kohanim are different, the Chinuch is much harder because the rest of the neighbors are doing something, the rest of his friends are doing something that he's not allowed to do, and then needs extra chizik that the parents have to train and teach the children that we are special. We are Kohanim, we have to preserve special halachas, and that's why this needs added chizik, because the rules as it relates to Kohanim are different than the rules relating to everybody else. And Maral Diskin has a very nice comment on the pasuk that says, Lo yikruchu karcha barosham upasas zikonim lo yigalechu, that you can't tear the hair out, and ubivsarim lo yisutu saretes, not to make any scratches in the skin. So he says, the Pashas, the Pesukim, referring to the Kohanim. This is the context of Pashas Emor, the beginning where it talks about Kohanim. And the Pasuk's telling us, right to the Maral Diskin, Dinei Komrim Shalahem, the non-Jewish priests, Osim Lahem Kain, they do the following things, of Shinuyim Barosham, they have different haircuts, Ubifsarim, different signs on their skin, Kadeshi Nikarim, Shinukarim, the Kolshim Komrim, this way to indicate that they are the priests, that everyone should know by their haircuts, by what they have on their skin. Because the Belav Hachi, had these priests not had these external remazim, external symbols, ein nikarim, you couldn't recognize that they're the priests. Mipnei she'osim ka te'ovos to'ivos she'ba'olam. Because in the end of the day, these priests are doing the same exact things that everyone else is doing by the non-Jews. They're doing the same to'evos, the same terrible things, whatever they're doing. The only thing that makes a priest different is the way they look. Internally, their pnimius, their essence, they're no different than everybody else. When it comes to the Kohanim of Am Yisrael, Aval Atem Kohanim, you are special Am Kadosh. Ein Atem Tzuchim Lasos Kain, you don't have to make any external differences. You don't have to cut your hair differently, put little scratches in your skin to make yourself different. Because internally, intrinsically, all the Kohanim are different. They have different rules, different levels of Kedusha. And the only way to make things differently externally is only when you're trying to overcompensate. But there's no overcompensation necessary here because the Kohanim intrinsically are very different. And therefore, though, yikru karcha baroshim, don't change your hairstyle. Ubifsam lo yisutu saretas, don't make any other marks in your skin because we already know you're different. The next one's a very nice remez from the Chidah and the Pasuk of Hu Isha Bifsula Yikach, that he must marry a Basula, a woman never married before. And the Baal Turim points out that the word Vahu has the gematria of 18 as a remez to the mission of Avos that Ben Shmonasre Shana Lechapa, that 18 years a person should get married. Vahu Kichas Nyotem Mechupasa, it says until Vahu is 18, that an 18-year-old should get married. So the Chidah adds that this remez of 18 is also found in the Sofei Tevos of the Pasuk of Isha, Bivsuleha Yikach, ends with a hey, ches, 5 plus 5 plus 8 is 18. And also the sofa tables have a remez. The word for who is 18? And the sofa tables are the next words are 18 as well. Why? Why twice the remez? So he says, Lahotzi milev ha'omrim. To preclude those who think, she'inin zehu bizmanam, that the age of 18 was only necessary and prescribed in the times of the earlier generations of Briim of Chazakim, they were stronger, healthier, more mature. Nowadays, they can wait till they're older. There's no need to get married so young. Therefore, the Torah wanted to, again, have a remez for the age of 18, but sofa tables. The end of the words, the Ramei Shagam, so even the end of time, when we try to think you should get married older, the extended galus, nothing changes. Even though you're right, our bodies, our intellect, our mental capacities perhaps are weak. But the Yetzirah gets stronger and stronger, and the need to get married at the age of 18 still stands strongly. The next one's from the Sfas Emes. We have in the midst of the Parshas Emor, as it's connected to the Parsha of the Mo'adim, it goes on to talk about all the Mo'adim, including Shabbos as well. It says the pasuk lo sechalu es shem kodshi, don't desecrate the shem Hashem. V'nikdashti besoch bnei Yisrael ani Hashem mikadishchem, that I am Hashem and to be sanctified, to sanctify besoch bnei Yisrael. Says the Sfas Emes that the pasuk v'nikdashti besoch bnei Yisrael, we learn from here the source of kedusha besoch asar Yisrael, the concept of saving a davar shel kedusha with a minion of 10 people. He quotes him, his grandfather, Moshe Kaini, came in Shanilman, mitoch b'nei Yisrael, hainu kishe asar, b'yusom misyachtim, b'lev echad, that when 10 people come together as a unit, as a tzibur, as a minion, b'lev echad, with one heart, lahamshich aleim hakdusha, because when there's an achas, everyone together, it's able to draw down the kedusha. V'nir dezeh, smichas parshas mo'ados, l'mitzvahs nikdashin. That's why the pasuk of Nikdashi Bezoch B'nei Yisrael is juxtaposed to the parshas of Mo'ados of Pesach and Shuas and Sukkot and so on. Why? Dine Mikroi Kodesh, the Yom Tovim Heim Bekach Hachdos B'nei Yisrael. That the Mikroi Kodesh, the calling of us together, the Kedusha, is a klais of coming together to daven as a tzibur. There's an achdos that we all come together, Yom Tovim. Ukmokin Shabbos, Shabbos as well. It's Raza de Echad, it's the secret of Echad, of achdos, everyone coming together. Us coming together with the Shechina. The difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov is a Shabbos is a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. The Kedusha of Shabbos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the Achdos. The Mo'ados is the Kedusha comes from us. We create the Achdos. But either way, both Shabbos and Moed are times of Achdos. And for that reason, it's next to the Pasuk Nikdashi Bezoch Bnei Yisrael, which celebrates and has the call that we should come together be'Achdos, of bring down, the drawing down the Kedusha from above. The next one is from the Divrei Yisrael Majitz. On the Pasuk of Mimoshua Seichem, Taviu Lechem, Tenufa Shtaim, Shnei Asrim, Solstia, Chames, Tafenu, Bikurim Lashem, describing this upcoming Yom Tov of Shavuos, and the Shtei Lechem that brought us a carbon in Shavuos, he writes that the Shtei Lechem is a reference to Yafe Torah im Derech Eretz, as we learn in the Mishnah. Torah goes alongside with Derech Eretz, with Parnassa taking care of the family. He says, Zel v'achayos ratz v'shov, that the chayos, the angels, are going back and forth, running and returning. Mashi ratz l'masa v'matan, they run to work to make Parnassa, to support the family, to support great causes. V'shov miyad, they immediately come back upon the Torah. They go back to Torah tefillah, the chayos shel guf v'nefesh, going back from the world of Gashmius to the world of Ruchnius. V'alzehu mi al chay al pnei adama, that's one who lives on this world. We don't live, we don't sustain ourselves only on bread, only on the Gashmias, but also on Motzi Pi Hashem Yichya, on the mouth of Hashem, the Torah, the world of Ruchnias. And that's what it means, Mimoshro Seichem, in the Pasuk, Hainu, Me'asher Tem Shavim Uponim Min Amasa Matan, the Torah of Etfil, when you turn back, you come home from work to go back to the Beis Medrash, and go back to the Knesset to learn into Davin, Mizet Tavi Lechem Tenufa. From that, that's you bring Lechem Tenufa, the bread, the Shefa, Parnasuk Dusha. The Shefa, the Gash Baruch Hu wants, and we bring the bread, the two bread that we take from Masa Matan, the world of Gashmis, we come back, Mimosh Rosechem, the place that we sit in the Beis Medrash, Beis Knesset, that's really the source of the lechem tenufa. That's really lechem tenufa. The spiritual bread comes from the base Knesset and the base Majesty. And this is a reference. These two lechem, Mishnei lechem, is a reference to the Yafet Torah in Mederech Eretz. The next one is the pasuk by Sukkis. L'man yedu doraseichem ki basukos v'shafti es b'nei Yisrael b'otzio sam eretz Mitzrayim ani Hashem lokeichem. And these machlokas, the Gemara in Sukkah, why we have the mitzvah of Sukkah, and Rabbi Eliezer says to remind us of Anani HaKavod, Rabbi Kiva says to remind us of Sukkos Mamish, they actually sat in huts. So he says, Yesh Lomar, the Panim Yafo says, Yesh Lomar, we could say, the Rabbi Eliezer Lishitasa. Rabbi Eliezer says that we sit in Sukkahs to remind us of Anani HaKavod's Lishitasa, to that which he says, the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chav Zayin, that Rabbi Eliezer says you cannot change Sukkahs. You must remain in the same Sukkah the entire Yom Tov. You can't go from one Sukkah to the next Sukkah, one Sukkah the whole time. Why? Because Rabbi Eliezer holds that Sukkah is Dumya D'Anani HaKavod, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had one large Anan that was spread out through over all of Am Yisrael, one Anan, therefore one Sukkah. That Shita's Rabbi Eliezer. As opposed to Rabbi Akiva, says the Panim Yafos, that we are in Sukkos Mamish, that Sukkos represents the many sukkahs that the families lived in while in the midbar, and therefore we are allowed to go from different sukkahs because each makom they traveled, they made a new sukkah. So you can go yotzin me sukkah to sukkah on the yantava sukkah, says Rabbi Kiva. But he says, but then we have that Anani HaKavod, that when Aaron died, the Anani HaKavod left and returned back, b'zuchos Moshe Beinu, so it was a new Anan. So shouldn't that allow for two Anani HaKavods to transfer sukkahs? So it says Panim Yafos, no. It was the same Anan, the same Ananim that returned back, this one large Anan. But says Rabbi Lezer, if a sukkah falls down during sukkahs, you could rebuild that very sukkah. Just like that Anan left, that same Anan came back. So again, this is Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Kiva, Lishitasef. Now the last one on this week's parsha is from the Chasam Sofer. He's commenting on the very end of the parsha. Vayidaber Moshe el bnei Yisrael vayotzi es hamakalel el mechutz lamachan, the one whom cursed. He takes him out. Vayigmu osa oven, and they threw a rock at him. Ubnei Yisrael asu kasher tziva Hashem el Moshe, and Bnei Yisrael acted. They did as they were told. Now the truth is Bnei Yisrael didn't do a thing. It was the Edim that stoned him, not Am Yisrael. So we see from here he quotes from one of his rebbeim, the Hafla, the sheasu l'shem Hashem v'lo l'sanasim also. That they did kasher tziva Hashem, Bnei Yisrael, they followed the word of Hashem, not because they hate him, not because they're upset he did something wrong. Hashem said, a person makalo, you stone him, they did it l'shem shemayim, not because of any sinner that they had. Ulafiani Yisdaiti says, the Chasam Sofer, Lehosef, to add on to the words of his Rebbe. Earlier it says, V'ragmo so kol ha'eda, that the entire Eda stoned him. Rashi says, Eich Efsher. Is it possible that the entire Am Yisrael stoned him? No. Shlucho Shadadim Kamosa, one person stoned him. It was Ki'ilu, they all stoned him as well. Hainu, Imdas Kol Yisrael L'Shem Hashem. If all the Am Yisrael had the intention of simply to fulfill the will of God, so then Nasu Shluchay Bezdin, Shluchom Kamosim, Viniskaim Ragmu Kol Eda. So then the Shleach Bezdin was acting as an agent of all Am Yisrael. As long as everyone's intent was l'shem shemayim, so there's good shlichas. Aval ilo hayakavanus kulam l'shem shemayim. If the kavan of Am Yisrael was not l'shem shemayim, but it was rather because they were angry, they're trying to take revenge, so then the shlichas wouldn't work because it wasn't the same mindset as the shliach. Shliach was trying to carry out the word of Hashem. So if they wanted to have a shliach, they'd also have to have l'shem shemayim. If they didn't have good intentions, they would not be fulfilling Ragma Kol Eda. And that's why the pasuk at the end says, Kasher Tiva Hashem Es Moshe, that all of Am Yisrael had the proper intentions to do the stoning simply the Shem Shemayim, and for that reason, they were fulfilling the Shlichas, having an agent stone on their behalf, and when one person stoned him, it was clearly they all stoned him Kol Eda, because it was all done the Shem Shemayim. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.